Thank you for calling customer service. Ready to speak in. How may I help you?
This is Rosa Mays.
Yes, ma'am.
I was calling because I'm getting a charge on my account for a fast boot or whatever that is. I'm disputing that charge because I don't know anything about it.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
77092.
77092?
Yes.
One moment, please. Trying to verify your account, please hold.
Yeah, I shouldn't have an account there because I didn't open one up.
Did you, hold on, let me just see what I find here, okay?
Okay.
What's your name?
Rosie Mays, M-A-Y-S.
And you say your zip code, Ms. Mason, 77092?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're calling this number because it was on your bank statement?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
$50.97, and they've been charging me since last year, and I don't know. I'm just not catching it.
What's the amount of the charge?
$54.97. And it says for fast boot. I don't know what that is.
Okay, I don't either yet until I locate an account. So let's see what we got going on here. Okay, not finding it under your phone number. Verify your phone number for me. It's 877-687-6740.
No, ma'am. My telephone number is 713.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me put that in. 713.
686-8307.
What's the last four digits of the card that was used?
2441.
Still searching, ma'am. Hold on.
No problem.
I'm trying to look. So, how did you get this number? Is on your bank statement?
Yes, it is.
Did you ever sign up for, like, if you say you'll pay for shipping and handling to receive any type of free gift or anything like that?
No.
Okay. I'm not able to discuss, really, until I can find something on a transaction that has taken place, but I'm not finding that. You might have to have, ma'am?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know anything about it. I'm just not discovering it myself.
Right, and I can't see what you see. I'm here in the call center, and I handle the accounts for numerous of companies that we have many products. And you typically is something, if I was able to pull up a transaction, I can tell you whether you agreed to pay shipping
or not.
Ma'am?
That whether I purchase it or not, and this here, whatever it is, it's on a monthly fee of $54.97. And I don't... Only company I deal with is Amazon, eBay, and Walmart.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Like Home Depot and Lowe's, and those are the only thing that I would do. Because my Discovery card is already maxed out, and I'm not charging, you know, merchandise stuff on there.
Yes, ma'am. So here is when the account, and it might have been something that you, I don't know, the $54.95 does sound like one of our charges that we have when you didn't cancel a trial period, whether you agreed to.
That's the thing. I didn't do any trial. Don't do trial periods.
Well, only thing,
they saying fast boot. I don't even know what that is.
Ma'am, I can do one or two things. I can transfer it to the fraud department, or you can have your bank to call here to see whether we can locate. Because your card number, indicates that it was used, whether you did it, some, you know, because what happens, that charge does indicate to me that something was done, either whether it was the entry, did you get an email to for a sweepstake to win an iPhone?
No, ma'am, I don't do that, John.
Okay, ma'am, let me please assist you, okay? Would you have received an email that said that you could get an entry to win a vacuum cleaner, iPhone, earbuds, anything like that, if you register for the sweepstake? You would have received that in an email.
Okay. No, I didn't. That.
Okay, you will receive that in an email stating that you got a chance to win an iPhone, a vacuum cleaner, or anything like that, okay? However, when you would have done that, you would have had like either 48 hours or 14 days or something to the effect to say before they charge you, because the $54.95 does indicate to me that it's some type of, it's either the gadget store, whereas if you would have agreed to pay the shipping and handling to receive a welcoming gift, and whether you received something in the mail or chose a gift, I don't know because I don't have your account.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't do any of that.
Okay, well,
I didn't do none of that.
Yes, ma'am. So,
I didn't do no sweet state. I don't do stuff like that.
Okay, ma'am, I can do one or two things
like that on my card. I don't even do like clearance, published clearinghouse. They send me junk in the mail all the time. I used to respond to it, but I don't do that anymore.
Ma'am.
So I don't do stuff like whatever you're talking about to win something. I come out better just go buy what I need to buy and be done with it. And I wouldn't pay no $54.97 every month for some junk I don't even have.
Well, it's numerous of customers that do so. We have many companies, many customers do. There's lots of
gadgets. I don't know who they are. I didn't do it.
Well, here's what I need.
I didn't do it. I don't have it. Not even a trial base or whatever it was. I could remember all that if I did that, because I'm the only one that used my card. It's nobody in my house using. My daughter is handicapped. She's blind. She don't understand nothing about using cards or anything, because she's blind and she ain't never seen one. And as far as my husband, he's from another country. He wouldn't done it. He just got here from Africa 3 years ago, so he don't do no mess like that. He don't even understand. Other than that, there's nobody else coming in my house or go in my purse to do anything.
Ma'am, this is what I can do for you. You tell me, because I cannot refund anything if I don't see anything that's been charged. So I can't do anything here. I either can report it as fraud, or you can have your bank to call here.
Report it as fraud, because it's exactly what it is.
Well, I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department. Please hold. What I need you to do is reach out to your bank that you got on your statement, so they can follow up and reach out to the locator. Because if I don't see anything, I can't. There's no way I can refund anything if I don't see an account. So they will go from there.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't see anything, it's I didn't do anything. But it's on my account that I'm being charged for $54.97. They charged me $7 whatever before that. And they charged me 50 something last November or whatever. And like I said, I'm just not catching it tonight when I was making out my bill to send my payment in. And I haven't decided to look at my statement real well. So that's what I did. And I'm going like, oh, what is this? Fast booster. I don't even know what it is or what you're supposed to do with it, whatever it's supposed to be.
Yes, ma'am, I hear you. But have your bank to call us, okay?
And okay, I can do that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.